We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, here's a shocker for you. I'm looking outside at the traffic near the Polyclinic building on I-5 northbound. And hey, on a rainy day, there's like people are moving very slowly, if not at all.
Hey, everyone.
Hard to believe.
We see you.
Yeah, we do. You're not going anywhere, so hope you enjoy the show.
We got you, semi-guy.
Semi-guy.
The one in the yellow.
Oh, I'm looking at the semi in the red.
Ah, it's like, yeah. I like to pretend that they're Transformers.
Oh, yeah. I bet they were
still doing their day job.
Get the hell out of there in a hurry, that's for sure. All right, are you ready, Steve?
Ready for what now?
You're ready for action, buddy. You're ready to win.
I'm going
to
win for everyone in traffic.
Yes.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. B-Mix, don't be a loser.
Turn down for tacos.
Yeah, get some of them yummy tacos.
Yummy taco time.
Yeah, get a whatever taco you want there.
Thanks, pal.
Yeah, treat
beef
yourself.
Taco.
Ooh, beef.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always stick with the old chicken tacos.
Mm. Oh,
they're good.
Yeah?
All right, moving on. Let's get to our contestant today.
That's exciting.
We've got John and Everett to take on Steve. John, are you there, sir?
BJ Shea.
Who cares?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, what's he playing for today, Steve?
A pair of tickets to check out Black Label Society. They're going to be at the Showbox Soto on February 19th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. And if you want to get tickets, they're available now. AXS.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, John will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. John, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
A famous line from Star Wars is, "Help me, Obi-Wan, you're my only what?"
Hope.
Yes. What is the name of Gumby's pony friend?
Pokey.
Yes. What is the volcano near Tokyo, Japan called?
Mount Fuji.
No.
Pass.
What is the flavor of Kahlua?
Coffee.
Yes. What breed of dog is Snoopy?
Beetle.
Yes. Which present-day U.S. state did Ponce de Leon explore?
Louisiana.
No.
Florida.
Yes. Dante and Randall were the main characters of what Kevin Smith movie? Yes. Who wrote Around the World in 80 Days?
Pass.
Which game company created the Mario Kart series?
Pass.
Wow. What artist had the famous 80s song Wanted Dead or Alive?
Bon Jovi.
Yes. What is the volcano near Tokyo, Japan called?
Mount Kilimanjaro.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
Ooh.
You're going to be kicking yourself on that one, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Okay.
On a couple of them, actually, I would think it would be.
This may be a heartbreaking loss for John.
I know, man.
But maybe...
Just maybe.
Just maybe.
Steve will
come on, BJ. Have some hope.
Lose there.
I have some hope. I was about to say what I was about to
don't
say.
Don't say anything.
That
Steve's
would give
back.
Away a question.
And it looks like Steve's going to be playing handicapped with food in his mouth.
What are you talking about?
Watching.
We got some
you
great
leave.
News.
What?
We earlier today, I was talking about how our lunch yesterday was catered by Tat's Deli, and I was lording it over all you guys because you missed it. Turns out Nicole, one of the fine folks that works at this fine radio station, she saved a bunch of it and put it in the fridge.
Is that what you're eating, Steve?
No, I'm eating a salad that my wife made me.
That's a meat salad there, and I don't think that she's into meat that much.
That looks like meat, but it's actually cauliflower and peppers.
Man, if that's what cauliflower looked like, I'd be really happy for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it looks like that cauliflower's gone bad if it's brown.
Look, there's a pepper.
There's a green pepper. I see onions.
Yeah, sure.
Totally healthy.
Yeah.
Well, you guys enjoy that stuff from Tats.
So is that a squash sauce that I see on there? That's not cheese, right? It's a squash sauce.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Steve, are you ready?
Let me take one more bite. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Oh, yeah!
A famous line from Star Wars is, "Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only what?
Friend?
No.
Savior?
No.
My only Vulcan?
No. What is the name of Gumby's pony friend?
Pokey.
Yes. What? Jesus, dude. What is the volcano near Tokyo, Japan called?
Mount Vesuvius.
No.
Close. Mount Rainier.
No.
Closer. Mount Japan.
No. What is the flavor of Kahlua?
Chocolate.
No.
Cherry.
No.
Root beer.
No. Wow. What breed of dog is Snoopy?
Beagle.
Yes. Which present-day U.S. state did Ponce de Leon explore?
New Hampshire.
No.
New York.
No.
Alaska.
No. Dante and Randall were the main characters of Yes. Who rode around the world in 80 days?
Amelia Earhart.
No.
Thomas Wright.
No.
Thomas Jefferson.
You're so bad. No.
Oh, man.
Which game company created the Mario Kart series?
Nintendo.
Yes. Which artist had a famous 80s song, Wanted Dead or Alive?
Bon Jovi.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You lose.
Oh.
7-5.
Good Someone's job, got John.
Food on the brain.
There we go.
And here we go, baby.
Nice.
There you go, BJ.
Nice going, John.
Nice work.
You made me proud, son.
There we go. That's what I do.
All right, you hang on the line, buddy. You got Black Label Society tickets coming your way. Hang on. We'll tell you how to get them. He missed a couple.
Oh, I just dropped him.
Oh, that's fine. I can call him back.
Sorry about that, buddy.
He missed a couple that I thought were easy, but Steve, you missed so many.
Yeah, you missed a bunch.
I only missed 5. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
I only lost by 2. You guys make it like it sound like I lost like 10-1.
You had some really bad answers on this
one,
though.
Well, that might be, but I still only lost by 2.
Yeah. The famous line from Star Wars is, "Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope."
Jeez, you know, I wonder if that's why they called it Star Wars: A New Hope.
Like Steve knows that.
Yeah. I do know that, but I mean, jeez, they have all these other names, too. It's not, "Help me, Obi. You're my only Empire that strikes back."
You're right.
Just because the name of the movie is not going to give me the answer to the question. I don't exactly know what's going on up there in that head of yours, but I think there's probably room for a few more things that can be installed.
I've fallen on my head a few times.
Okay.
The volcano near Tokyo, Japan. Anyone want to guess?
Is it Fuji?
Fuji, yes. Yeah. John said Fiji, which is not correct.
Yeah, that's right, he did.
The flavor of Kahlua is coffee.
Coffee, Steve.
It's coffee.
It's chocolate. That's why you put a little Kahlua in your coffee, because it's coffee flavored.
That's the one that set me off. Yeah, you started answering really
bad. You were off the rails.
That.
The holiday decline started on that one.
Oh, my goodness, yes. The present-day U.S. state that Ponce de Leon explored was Florida.
Florida.
Who wrote Around the World in 80 Days?
Oh, yeah, I'm the only one old enough to know this. Jules Verne.
Jules Verne.
Yeah. You were his passenger, weren't you?
I'm the guy that went around with him, yeah. And the rest of them you managed to get correct, but you did lose, so congrats to John on beating Miggs.
Yeah, man, that's all you got to do is either tie or beat Miggs, and you get the fancy prizes that we have. Just, be here for that one, man.
Yeah.
So we talked about the $76,000 Thanksgiving dinner, which they're serving at a restaurant in New York, and now New York's getting even more fancy. Turns out Macy's in New York, their flagship store on 34th Street, where, that's where that miracle happened in the movie.
Oh, gosh, that movie, too.
If you want to sit on Santa's lap, which I get it, because that's the iconic movie. So to go to Macy's, sit on Santa's lap. I mean, if anybody thinks about the movie and Macy's parade and this, I mean, of course, I can see people want to do that. Now you want to sit on Santa's lap. You got to do it by appointment only this year for the first time ever.
I'm shocked that it hasn't been going on since then.
I'm shocked. I see what you're saying.
I mean, it's so popular. It's such an iconic spot to go. I would imagine that there's always a line through the door. So why not create some kind of a line system, a reservation? That way people aren't waiting all day.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess it's more convenient. Yeah, you know, now that I think about it, not a bad idea. That must mean the lines are ridiculous.
I mean, clearly Santa must have got a new agent and realized that the old agent wasn't stepping up and doing the things that he needs to do.
Now, I don't know. What do you got? You got Tacoma or South Hill Mall near you? I don't know what they do, how bad the lines are, if you've ever gone in there to see. But, I mean, Bellevue Square's lines.
I'm sure they're busy. I'm positive that they're busy.
Yeah, I mean, Bellevue Square's got a legit setup. And honestly, you know, look, it's the fancy part of our area, Bellevue. And if you want to really have a cool Santa experience where they got the nice, they really go out with a nice house and the reindeer are actually flying in the sky on the second level, you can see. I always see lines. I mean, they got long lines to get into that. Maybe they got to do reservations.
Actually, that's a money-making grab for me. A knockoff Santa? Santa? Yeah, I'll be called Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
And I wear, like, purple instead of red, and I post up right next to Santa, and everyone who's waiting in line is like, just for a couple bucks less, you could come sit on my lap.
Oh, yeah, that's not creepy at all.
You know what? I'll probably get arrested.
And you're just winking at me doing that? Yes, Santa. Sure, I'll be right over.
Not you, kid. Your mom. Oh. She can sit on my lap.
Yeah.
I saw our boy Danny had a fun little exchange on his Facebook page.
Yeah, I did see
about his daughter and him.
Yeah, Danny, is that true that your daughter doesn't want to sit directly on Santa's lap, so you have to be a go-between?
Apparently. She's scared of Santa. She would not sit on his lap last year when I took her to see
him. Well, why is she scared of him?
I don't know. You
didn't bother to ask her?
Well, I did, but she didn't.
Dude.
She just ignored me.
It's something that is the biggest mystery of the world. Some kids terrified.
Yeah. What is it about Santa? Granted, I did pee on Santa when I was 15.
Yeah.
I was a kid. I was a little kid.
Does she like men with beards? Does she freak out when she sees other dudes with beards?
I don't know.
It might be the clown thing. It's a very bright outfit.
She's just kind of a weird around strangers in general. So I think that might just this big guy.
I get it. Lulu's like that too.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, Danny and I can have these conversations, and Vicky for that matter, because she takes care of a lot of kids.
Vicky's got a child?
She's been a nanny at least, so she's taking care of real children, not a dog.
I've seen children. I've lived it.
Okay.
You have a child.
It's our agent, Paul Anderson, agent to the stars, he sent out a Christmas card one year of his two kids, and dude, they were besides themselves. They were bawling their asses off. It was such a horrific
card.
Those
are my favorite pictures.
They're great.
When people are crying on Santa's lap. But I wish I could find it. There is a picture my mom has. I don't know if she has it since they moved to the new house. It might have got thrown away. And it's very apparent I just peed on Santa's lap.
Yeah.
And he looks pissed.
Oh, I would be. Yes, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
And it's you.
Pun intended.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I wasn't like adult me.
Yeah, still, there it is. Like, here's little Stevie.
And I'm screaming bloody murder, and his lap is a darker shade of color.
Oh,
it was so
God.
Awesome.
Oh.
So awesome.
You are a delightful child. You were a delightful child.
I feel like Santa Claus have to be prepared for any of bodily fluids on you. Vomit, snot, tears,
urine. I'd have a wetsuit underneath my Santa suit.
Yeah. You're going to get kids crying when the bubbles, the snot bubbles come out.
Yeah.
And they try to hug you and it rubs all over you.
Yeah.
Just get prepared for the worst, man.
So, Danny, you got to sit on Santa's lap. When you go see your daughter, are you going to go to the mall, sit on Santa's lap, and then have her sit on your lap?
Yeah, well,
that's going to be a fun conversation with Santa.
Yeah, Danny, you can't do that. Don't enable her.
No, yes, he has to do that.
I'm going
to
do it. Totally.
Wait, don't enable her. She's a little child. She's
scared. No, you
got to
train the kids young. You don't want to, you know what? You want something for Christmas?
Throw her on his lap and run away.
Danny, here's what you do.
She's your problem now, Santa.
I feel like BJ wouldn't have done this with his kids, by the way.
Let me tell you. My kid in their lap.
Wait, don't enable them. You've given your kids jobs because they can't find jobs on their own.
That's a different story.
Oh, yeah.
Completely different story.
Don't enable them.
Look at them. They're useless.
Hey,
what else could they do?
You don't have to do anything.
I'm telling you, Danny. Here's what you tell Lily, your child, right now. You want Santa to come to your house? You go sit in his lap and you get nothing, kid. Right?
Yeah, that's going
to
go over just great.
Wow. Well, so how it goes over, you got to, as opposed
to. Don't act like Captain Tough Parent.
They say, I made my kids sit on Santa's lap. There wasn't going to be none of that. I wasn't going to sit on Santa's lap and be the barrier.
That's a great picture. You sitting on Santa's lap and her sitting on your lap.
Right, and I have to tell Santa what I want, too.
That's true.
Okay, so is this because you're a big kid? Is that why you really want to sit on Santa's lap?
Not really, but at the same time.
Dress as an elf. Then
there
it's not
you
weird.
Go.
Or dress as Mrs. Santa. That won't be weird at all.
That's even better.
And just kind of caress his beard.
I think I still have my elf tights somewhere.
I don't know. I just think that every child should have to deal with it. It's their first, like, they have, it gets them ready for real life.
Sitting on Santa's lap.
Yes.
What are we preparing her for? That one day she's going to sit on other strangers' laps? Are we preparing her to become a stripper?
Yeah, well.
You know what? You need to stop crying when you get on another man's lap.
Adversity is good to teach our children. Should go through some adversity in life. We can't shield them from everything. Otherwise, they'll be these little snowflakes.
There, work this pole too while you're at it.
Okay, like, listen. It's not just about being a stripper. Also, an escort. Don't just go to one.
My bad.
Come on, Steve. There's a wide variety of things you can do.
Danny, sit on Santa's lap. Don't listen to this man over here.
Don't listen to Steve. He's got a dog. What does he know about kids?
I'm going to sit on her lap.
I was going to say I know about kids because, like you said, I've nannied, and I totally think this is a cute idea. You can't force your kids into doing something that's going to traumatize them for the rest of their life.
You're going to be a horrible mother.
I'm going to be a great mother.
Been Santa. Don't forget.
Oh, really? Yeah, what did you do? Pee on yourself just to sort of have the circle be complete?
Yes.
You really do.
No, I've been Santa at my family's house. Remember, I get dressed up and the kids sit on my lap. All good.
It's all good?
I'm speaking as a guy, a veteran of the Santa world.
What if an adult comes by and wants to sit in your lap?
They have. And I accept it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow,
I've gone to Santa as an adult before and sat on his lap. Many people do.
I do a lot of squats. I got strong legs.
I don't think Santa knew you were an adult when you sat on his lap.
I'm looking at Google, and many of adults that are actually adult size have done it. So I think it's okay. And Danny weighs like 20 pounds. It's cool.
Oh, we got a text from Santa.
Oh, Santa's texting us.
He says, I've played Santa before, and I warned that kids may scream. It's a big guy, all colorful, and yelling, ho, ho, ho. It can freak them out.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to be quieter for the shyer kids. And you never bend over to talk to a child. You bend at the knees to get more at their level. So there you go.
Aw.
See?
This guy knows what's up.
Nothing about letting Danny sit on his lap, see? You see? You're not going to let your kids stand on the scene. That's Danny.
LOL, BJ, didn't you buy your daughter a pole? So I'm not sure how you should be giving advice to Danny and his daughter.
Because, let me tell you something right now, okay?
My Sorry, daughter, I get it. There's nothing wrong in your world by dad buying you a pole. But it's weird for dad to buy you a pole.
By the way, I did not buy the pole. Oh, that was the wife that bought the pole.
With your money.
Well, okay, I can't stop my wife. You know, there are laws in this country that says when you're married to somebody, you can do what you want.
Captain Tough Guy with kids, you're like, you tell that kid, you condition them, but you can't tell your wife, no, you can't buy a stripper pole for our daughter.
I kicked my wife out of the house. That's why she's in California. No, I put my foot down.
She willingly left.
These are stories that have not been confirmed or corroborated.
So I think we should all go. And
yeah,
sit on Santa's lap.
No, you know
you
what?
Have to sit on his lap.
No, I'm not sitting on Santa's lap.
Have you ever sat on Santa's lap?
Probably when I was a kid.
Have you ever sat on his lap as a man?
No. Okay, that was really creepy. It felt like it was right out of an Airplane. Have you ever seen a grown man naked? Jeez, Peter Graves, thanks for that.
Christ.
Come on.
No, I'm not going to go with you to sit on Santa's lap and then get arrested 2 minutes later.
What if you are Santa and we all sit on your lap?
Yes. Okay, yeah, Danny, that's a wonderful plan.
I'll dress as Santa and y'all can sit on my lap. Done.
Good. Do it.
For the picture, should we dress nice, like for like when you go to church? Or should we? I've seen the ones where they all dress in pajamas.
Oh, well, that's actually.
Onesies. I think that's awesome.
that would be a cute pic. But again, if you just do it because you want to do a cute pic, but if you want to learn the child on how to face adversities in life, Danny, don't raise a snowflake. Let her figure out how to be
don't
with Santa.
She's my little snowflake.
Oh, God. See, this is...
You do what you want.
By the time his kid gets older,
will be fine.
His kid won't be... This whole society will all be like, you can't even look at people by the time she gets to be old enough, and that'll be considered a crime. Just saying. That's all I'm doing. Just saying.
I'm going to send you the picture on Instagram, BJ.
When I saw that post from Danny, I was like, why did I hire this guy? Why did we hire Danny? Danny,
I thought that was adorable.
Adorable. Oh, here's
Dad.
You see, here's the conversation. Me, she said she doesn't want to go on Santa. Here's my line. He ain't coming to the house. Biatch. That's what I'm putting on Facebook.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Wait till I have grandkids.
You have no credibility, man.
Wait till I have grandkids.
Of being Captain
My
Tough
two
parent.
Kids have sat on Santa's lap. I've got pictures to prove it. Whether they liked it or
not. Son looks like he doesn't remember if he did or didn't. And your daughter doesn't know either. Okay, come in here for a second.
Joey always knew that whatever it was that would get him items, he would go and he would obey the
Somebody
law.
Said that we should all go and dress as Fred Durst for the Santa picture. It's the same colors. Red
You're
and
actually
white.
Right. Fred Durst Christmas.
All right, Joe, do you remember?
Why didn't Sarah come in?
I'm pretty sure we never did.
You never got a picture with Santa?
I don't think so. I don't remember ever doing it.
We got pictures. We've got them.
Wow.
I put them on the tree. There's a little picture of you two on the tree.
With Santa?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. But I'm like real young. Like maybe one or two in that picture.
Well, your sister's with you, so you got to at least be three.
Oh.
Okay. So, oh, hey. Do you remember, Sarah?
I remember. Oh, yes. And I remember not being very happy about it. At least the picture doesn't look very happy.
Look like how she turned out.
Dad, yeah, she's not afraid to jump on anyone's lap. See?
Hey. I eventually learned. I learned my ways. Santa can be fun.
Look at that. Joey D's doesn't even remember.
Well, the thing is, once I realized that Santa, you know,
spoiler alert,
wanted to give me some of the gifts that I wanted,
yeah.
That I realized it was BJ the one that really get me some of the gifts I wanted. I just started asking him. Instead,
oh.
You know, that was a smarter move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure actually Joe got Cole 1 year.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't sit on Santa's lap. That's how we do in our household.
That's right, brother.
Yeah. That's awesome. Oh, okay. Well, all I know is my kids are the future of society. Danny's child is the future downfall of society because of what Danny's going to do. She's, you know what? She seems like a nice kid. Now Danny's going to raise her wrong by doing this whole thing. There you go. And then Vicky, of course, shouldn't even be allowed to have kids after what she just said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, you know what time it is, Steve?
Time to sit on Santa's lap.
No, yeah. It's not. It's time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about. Sitting on Santa's lap.
We already got some text
lap.
Already.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
I want to hear from people that know how to make this country great again, not a bunch of whiners. Your calls, your texts at 917 on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us, 77999. Whatever it is you want to talk about, you can, man. Something new, something old. Do remember, Steve has one rule for Listeners on the Loose.
And that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're nailing that gong, and we're going to have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
Just like that, let's go to Ken in Shoreline. Ken, you are on the Rock.
Hey, BJ.
Hey, Ken, welcome to the show, sir. What you got for us, buddy?
Hey, I work as Santa's helper during the holidays at an upscale photography studio.
Nice.
And I hate is when some people come in and they just bring their dog. And, you know, I'm a dog guy. I have a dog. But they just bring him in and put him on my lap, get hair everywhere. They don't ask or anything, you know?
Yeah, dude, I know people do that. And I wondered how some folks thought about that. And
you got to run it by Santa first.
I wouldn't dig it. How long is
yeah,
so?
Come in and set up.
How often does that happen to you, Ken?
It happens all the time, at least once a day or so.
See, that's, you know, this is what's going on, is people have just gone so crazy anthropomorphizing their animals and making them like their kids. I won't say anybody named Steve.
Hey, that they think, I wouldn't do that to Santa.
Oh, you really wouldn't?
No. I think that's crossing the line. Unless I know the Santa and be like, hey, you cool with holding Lulu. But I wouldn't just bring my dog and plop it on Santa's lap.
Now, Ken, if you were asked, would you refuse?
I don't know if I'd refuse. Yeah, I would still rather not, but, you know, it's I don't know. You put you in a weird position.
It does. That's why I think people should really, maybe there should be, like, Santas that advertise pets only.
Pet-friendly
or no,
Santas.
Yeah, pet-friendly Santas, yeah.
Hey, since we're putting you in a weird position, or people have, Kim, what do you think about coming to the station dressed as Santa so we could get a team picture?
Yes! Oh, I'd love to be the Rock Santa. You have Rock Girls. You need a Rock Santa.
Yes. And Vicky will sit on your lap, and Danny too.
Yeah. Well, half of that's a great combo.
Yeah, let's do it. Come to the station. We'll take pictures with Santa.
All right, Ken, we'll put you on hold, and Rev can get your info and see if we can set this up.
We'll give you a T-shirt for your time.
Hey, look at you. You're giving Santa a gift. You're a great guy.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just think a Danny on Santa doesn't look right. Somehow Vicky does, because she just looked like a little kid anyway.
All right, how about this text? So somebody just said, I'm a former Marine. I sat on Santa's lap for my daughter, too. Am I less of a man, BJ?
I didn't say you're less of a man. I said you're not raising your kid right. That's a different thing.
Oh.
Okay, look, you can be a great Marine, a great soldier. Doesn't mean you're a great father. I am a great father. I've served in fatherhood.
Served what?
I've served in fatherhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, got to raise those kids tough, Marine. Come on, you know what's up.
We're getting a lot of text messages. This is a very important question to bring up.
Yes.
People, even one person, I listened to the Pre-Funk this morning. Why would you ever refuse to watch the amazing movie like Airheads? Another person says, I just woke up.
Oh, God.
Have you guys discussed whether or not Danny has watched Airheads? And in turn, will BJ watch Airheads?
We'll see if Danny made that his thing.
I saw him posting on social media, pictures of him watching Airheads.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, I don't pay attention to Danny's social media.
Wow. Oh, you paid attention to the daughter conversation.
Yeah, maybe. See, that's why I don't. See, every time I go, Danny's saying something stupid, so that's why I try to avoid it.
Wow.
All right, so...
person said, my buddy Steve West said, I feel like that's a criminal act for those that work in a radio station that plays rock and roll to not see Airheads.
All right, so Danny, of course, he's the barometer.
Yes.
And Danny, did you do like I asked? I said, watch it half sober and half stoned, or did you do it all sober?
All sober.
All right.
Now, this will be a very honest, unfiltered opinion.
All right.
No alcohol, no marijuana clouding his judgment.
Right. Okay, Danny.
10 out of 10.
Really?
Yes. I don't understand how you have not seen this movie.
Wow. That's until like yesterday, hard. You hadn't seen it either.
I know, it's true. Yeah, but it's one of those, like, watching it, it's like, how did this never enter my life? Especially okay. watching Encino Man and George of the Jungle and all those movies with Brendan Fraser. Yeah. It's like, this is amazing.
Yeah, and those are not my favorite movies either. I think I'm going to hate this.
What? No, God.
Yeah.
I say you should see it. It's a classic film. Maybe if Danny likes it. I know. If Danny likes it, I'll watch it. Now Danny likes it, gives it a 10 out of 10. Not that he didn't say it was okay or I liked it.
10
he
out loved of 10.
It. Yeah.
That's a lot to give a movie.
So now you're poo-pooing the fact that you gave it 10 out of 10. Watch the freaking movie. You got some time off already.
I you know what? I need to, you can buy it for me for Christmas and
I'm
maybe
not
I'll watch
you
it.
Crap.
Well, if it's worth it to you.
It's not worth that much.
Oh, okay, what's the movie about? The movie's got to only be $5 somewhere.
Just watch it on the IFC channel. You have on demand.
Yeah, but I think I broke my on demand, so I'm not sure I'm going to have time. Yeah. I'll tell you what, Danny. I'll watch it if you make your daughter sit on Santa's lap by herself.
No,
like
no, that
American.
Was not the agreement.
No. No, what? No. Just shut up and pony up and do it.
Why? Yeah. What about, you haven't watched
I'm
it.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
All right, I'll see what Vicky thinks.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
Because Vicky's closer to my taste than Danny.
Well, all but of a sudden, it went from, of course, you don't like my taste.
Yeah.
And let's first set it up that BJ can't watch anything on his own just out of curiosity. He has to have the seal of approval by Rotten Tomatoes.
Exactly.
And Danny. And Danny is giving it the seal of approval, and you're still poo-pooing it.
Yeah, Danny's off my list now. He's now in your school of somebody I can't trust for movies.
You realize I also like Biodome. And like Encino Man, George of the Jungle.
Yeah,
all those
I know.
Movies. So
you're
I'm gonna
right.
like this one. I know it.
Oh God, this is horrible.
Just watch it and quit being a baby.
What do you mean a baby? I like to watch movies that are rated well,
10 out of 10.
Yeah,
by your, Danny,
by your boy,
by you. Well, I know my opinion means nothing
Danny,
to you.
Yeah, Danny
but
was my boy.
Yesterday, Danny's opinion meant gold.
Until he disagreed with me. Now his opinion is invalid.
But you haven't even seen it to make an opinion. Stop being that
you
guy.
You sound like a 13-year-old girl. It's like, well, you're not my friend anymore. I don't trust you. I'm not going to listen. I'm going to listen to this person.
That's what I'm going to do.
The person. Damn it, BJ, just watch it.
I am not watching it because it's only 20-something on Rotten Tomatoes.
And you know he'll watch it and he'll like it, but he won't admit to it.
Oh, of course.
God forbid. He likes something that I like.
Yeah, no, that's not going to... Yeah, there's no way I'm going to watch that.
Ugh. Oh, you're missing out on a classic film.
Well, classic's a very strong word.
I don't think we should ever talk movies with BJ again until he watches Airheads.
Oh, really? Jesus. Okay, then. Well, I'll try to get through life.
That includes all of your geek friends.
Yeah. Oh, all my geek friends can't talk with me about movies?
Yep.
All right, you sign off on that. You'll see if you can get them.
Chris, in?
No,
thumbs up.
No, you're not in. You work for Jesus.
Yeah, what are movies?
Yep. Vicky in?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I don't have to talk to Vicky again? Oh, okay.
None of them. No one. No one speaking to you about movies.
This is going to be a very interesting radio show.
Well, that's your problem. You made your bed. Now lay in it.
All right, Santa.
You know, BJ is an effing liar. Is that what I'm hearing? Yesterday he said if Danny liked Airheads, he would watch it. Today he's backing out like a little bitch.
Yeah.
Signed, BJ's wife.
Yeah. Honest to God. All right, what I will do is I will see if I can record this movie and I'll watch it on a plane sometime because I do like movies a little bit
You're
better
on a plane.
You're
going on a plane in about 2 hours, aren't you?
Yeah, but you understand how planes work. They got to have the movie on the plane.
Right. Put it on your ring.
Put it on my what?
Your thing.
my yang? I'm going to put it on my yang. How about
put it on
my
thing. You got an hour.
Okay, you don't understand how this works?
What, downloading? I know exactly how downloading works. We have Wi-Fi. It's going to take all of maybe 30 seconds.
I have to record it first, then I can download.
I'm sure it's available on something. I don't know what the things you got.
We just checked yesterday. It's only an IFC on demand.
You got Amazon? You got that thing?
It's not on Amazon. We
Probably
just checked
positive.
It off.
Check that.
Yeah,
check
all right. And it probably have to pay for it if it's on Amazon. I'm not paying for that movie.
How much are you going to pay?
I'm not. Like I just told you, I'm not going to pay anything for that movie. That's exactly how much I'm going to pay.
Very disappointing.
I'm disappointed in this conversation, but I will watch
the blanket movie. It's about your job.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, you know what? I think I've gotten through this job for 30-some-odd years without watching that movie.
Next person says, Steve, you need to have a staff meeting that BJ has to attend, and then the sole purpose is to play Airheads.
All right, I'm going to search IFC to see if it's playing anytime soon that I can record it and not just on demand. And then once that happens, I can then download it to my device.
It's never going to watch.
No. It even has Steve Buscemi in it. You like crowned him the king of comedy.
He's the king.
And he's great in it.
He's the king of a lot of things, actually. All right.
And Sandler's awesome. He's not even the star. Awesome. He's not even the main player.
All right, listen, I'm going to look right now. I'm doing a search. All right, I'm going to search my TiVo right now.
All right.
All right, and I'm going to just do a search to find out if it's available, Airheads, and if it's available to record, we're halfway there. Living on a prayer. All right, some more listeners on the news. You pick the topic, except for Airheads.
Well, that's all the texts are.
Yeah, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. Anything you want to talk about, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Steve, good news. I just found out that I can record the movie Airheads.
All right.
And then once I record it, I'll be able to watch it on the plane. This will be
what
exciting.
Year is it available for you to watch?
It's actually this Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. It's running actually live on TV.
I was expecting you to be like, oh, it's not available until 2020.
I told you I'll watch.
All right, so this week you're going
to
see it.
It should be a good chance for me to watch it this weekend.
I'm excited.
Sometime. And then, I mean, I can't believe I'm not going to like the movie at this point. Everybody says they love it, right?
Well, knowing you, you'll find a reason to hate it.
I mean, look, I mean, I'll be honest like Danny. I'll let you know if it's a...
He gave it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
And we gave it to him as homework, which means it's not even something that he wanted to do.
All right, then.
And he was honest about Seinfeld, so you know he's being truthful about this.
You're right, that's true.
It is true.
That's true.
You can watch it on Crackle, if you have the Crackle app.
Yeah, again, though, when you're on the plane, anything that streams, is just you can't do. It just doesn't work very well. Mm. Very, very slow with buffering and all that good stuff. So none of that. All right, it's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. Let's go to Oves in Yelm. Oves, you are on The Rock.
BJ Shay!
Who cares?
I still care, buddy.
Thanks, man.
All right. So I got two things real quick. One is a grind my gears, but the first is a quick plug. I'm still listening to you guys on the app. It's got that alarm feature. It feels great to wake up knowing that I'm not the stupidest guy in the room. It's awesome.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
Well, all right, what else you got for us, buddy?
Well, so the grind my gears. What freaking pop stars are able to get away with versus what rock stars aren't. So it's like some examples. Freaking, I think it's I can't remember that name. Sorry, I get all excited when I get on the air because you guys are awesome and you know you suck me out like my heart gets racing. But
you want to take a deep breath? Take a deep breath with me, buddy. That'll help out. Really, take a deep breath.
Okay, breathe in. Hold it. Keep holding it. Keep holding it. That was a very aggressive one.
All right, you can let it out. Let it out. See, slowly.
Let it out. Freaking. What a beautiful wedding! What a beautiful wedding! A bridesmaid, a bride. Poor groom's bride is a whore. Really? You can't say whore on the radio? Come on, freaking. There's a Nicki Minaj. There's an episode of Helen or Ellen where Nicki Minaj comes on there, and there's a six year old girl comes up and sings one of her songs. There's a 6 year old girl singing this. When he gets that drip drip, kiss him on the lip. Like, serious? That's okay? The Weeknd has an entire song about doing cocaine. And what a Teen Choice Award. I can't feel
so,
my face.
So what do you... Can you
feel your face right now?
Yeah, really, dude. You're going a mile a minute. No. So what's your complaint? Can you give me a sentence? What's up with you? What's the problem?
The word that they have to bleep out in rock songs. Kid Rock, freaking cowboy. Paint this town red, paint his wife white. They bleep out white. Really? Is that necessary?
The line? Paint this town red and paint what white?
His wife.
Paint his wife white. Referring to,
I get it. Like we don't have to go to... Okay.
You know what? I didn't get it till now. Thank you for... Okay.
Right. But apparently, they enough people got it that they needed to bleep out the word white.
Okay.
The Everlast song where they have to bleep out the word drugs.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem. The problem is that if you want to do business, you got to know who your audience is. And if your audience has people that don't like that kind of stuff, then some stations, depending on where they are in the country, they've got to bleep out certain things. It's unfortunate. unfortunately the way you got to do business in order to appeal to the folks you're broadcasting to. Now, we live in Seattle where people are a lot cooler, but in other parts of the country, there are a lot of things that get bleeped out that we don't have to bleep out here. It's just how some Americans are. That's all.
All right. Well, anyway, I just wanted to say that because it grinds my gears.
I mean, it grinds your gears, yeah. But that's your only problem you got in life? It's not too bad if that's all you got going.
Oh, no, I agree. I definitely agree. But, yeah. Hey, you know, thank you for putting some perspective on it. I'll try listening to some stations from around the country.
And sometimes in the world of pop, they get away with a lot more because the target's not on their back. You know what
there
I mean?
Is that.
Where songs can get away with saying things that maybe songs on a rock station can't get away with because people are looking for an issue to complain about these evil Satan worshippers as opposed to the pop sugary song that didn't even pay attention to the lyrical content, which could be way darker or way more perverted or way more drug laden than the rock songs that you hear. It's just how it is.
And I'll tell you, this is the story of humankind. There will always be people in favored positions who will get treated more favorably than the average guy, or even sometimes somebody who's not favored well. It's not fair. But it's been pretty much the case of humanity. It will always be the case. I mean, Steve, you remember we had that conversation with the FCC about that Oprah Winfrey could get away with stuff that told me I couldn't do. And I thought, what's the difference? And they basically said, you're not Oprah.
Yeah.
You know, Oprah,
although you try.
I try.
I mean, you give away cars.
I got Super Sundays. Yep. I do a Super Soul Sunday.
I don't even know what that means, but I'll agree with that.
Well, you know what? I mean, but nobody knows about my Super Soul Sunday. It's all about Oprah's. It's just, it stinks. It should be, you think it should be the world of fairness. But then again, if you take a look at how this world randomly just kills people, you know, if you will, act of gods, fairness is not in the DNA of this planetary existence. I think that was the one thing I had to learn. Fairness is not part of the human condition. And, you know, acts of gods, hurricanes. Well, think about it. You know, why does the one little baby that's born die a year later and then I get to live? You know, that's not fair.
How do we go from debating the merits of the Weeknd's lyrics to a baby dying from an act of God?
Well, it's all about him wanting the world to be fair. And the world isn't designed to be fair. It just isn't. Right. It's not in its DNA. And I think a lot of people would be happier if they could realize that, including me. You know, I'm a happy guy now. Look at me.
Right. In a fair world, everybody who works at a rock radio station would have seen Airheads by now.
Yeah. And in a fair world, I wouldn't have to listen to idiots. But hey, look at this. I work with one or two. Well, actually.
Well, if you think you work with all these idiots, maybe they're not the idiots and you're the idiot.
Oh, deep.
If we're going to get deep.
Wow. Look at that one.
You think everyone around you is an idiot.
Yeah,
maybe all the idiots are actually pretty normal and got their crap together.
Oh, you think that's it?
And you're the idiot.
Okay, I'm looking around the room.
Rev's fine.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. I think
Danny's fine. He's supposed to sit on Santa's lap.
Yeah, that's
buffer.
All. Yeah, Rev. Vicky. Rev's having a keto Thanksgiving.
Vicky's right there.
Vicky's a deviant. Everybody knows Vicky's a deviant. You can't look at her, okay? Vicky is not a good example. She's a deviant. Yeah. Yeah, see, she doesn't disagree with that.
Yeah, I don't see what's wrong with it, man.
Yeah. All right, here's a question for you. What do you think are people's favorite thing about the
holidays?
Now, again, I think that I do work with idiots.
No,
I
just, you have an email. We have snickerdoodles.
I know! They're out in the kitchen, Steve!
Awesome.
How about you wait? That's your favorite thing, obviously, about the holidays at work. I guess you did kind of answer the question.
It's the Mercedes of cookies.
Yeah, snickerdoodles are good. Is that your favorite thing about the holidays at work? I'll tell you what most people's are at 9:48 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Okay, man. You know what it is. Holiday time is really right on us. Thanksgiving just in a couple days. And, well, people's favorite thing about the holidays at work is not being at work.
Oh,
there you
thanks.
Go. That's a shocker.
I'm glad we did that research.
Yeah. Time off. Pretty much 7 out of 10 people, that's their favorite thing about the holidays is the time off. And, yeah, of course, since a lot of people don't take time off anyway. They also like coworkers getting into the holiday spirit. Do you like that? Because I mean, people just brought in cookies today, and already that's a big part of the holidays. The
absolutely,
food, the sweets. Half of us dig that.
I get a big smile on my face if someone comes in with a Santa hat.
Well, you know what? And you are happier. Turns out that a lot of us are happier. That's another thing people look forward to at work. People are happier this time of year. Holiday bonus.
What's that?
Yeah. All right. So that's. The company holiday party. You guys happy about that? Because, I mean, not everybody's always happy about company holiday parties, but...
It'd be nice if they're on the weekends.
I agree. That would be
it's tough when you got to get up early.
Yeah,
they're fun because it's fun to be around the coworkers in a casual spot, but it's tough when you're trying to get to bed on a reasonable time.
People like employee potlucks. Not a big fan of that. You know, I want my parties catered. Come on. I want to thank you all for listening, and make sure you check out the blogs at KISW.com. Steve does a good one. So does my son, Joey Dees. Ryan Castle, he's up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
What would be worse, hearing the grunts of them getting it on or hearing Dad say naughty things about Mom?
The grunts are just, that's a little too much.
Yeah.
But the words, just be like, oh, look at my dad. My dad with his game.
I'd rather hear my dad call my mom a dirty girl than hear my dad grunt.
I'm with you. Because I've heard you grunt. And I, yeah, see, no. See, I wish you would stop grunting here, because I feel like that's exactly what you sound like.
You don't know that. I could be like an opera singer in the South. You have no idea.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.